In the marketplace of ideas, truth and error will wrestle with each other. They will wrestle. They will duke it out. And in the end, truth will win. Because the good guys always win. That's how the comic book version of reality works. Good guys win. Bad guys don't win. That's what they want us to believe is in our future with the alleged marketplace of ideas. Okay. Let's unpack this just for a minute. First of all, let's speak in colloquialisms for a second. What do we know about bunches of apples? What do we know about them? Does a bad apple turn good when it is surrounded by a bunch of good apples? When you introduce rot into a group of apples, is the rot neutralized by the marketplace of apples? Well, most of the apples are pretty good, and so if you throw a rotten one in there, he'll shape up. I don't need to... Do I have to say it? Are you going to make me say it? All right, a bad apple spoils the bunch. There, you made me say it. We have seen this in the raising of our own children. We have observed this, that when there is a group, call it a church group of scouts, or an outing, or a friends group, if there is a bad child in the group, those bad habits will spread like a contagion. And oftentimes, even just 1 or 2 hours of exposure to this bad behavior from a peer will require a week or more of detoxing to rid the system, the household system, from the behavior, from the phraseology, from the whatever it was. How is it possible that you can be with your children at all times? How is it possible that many of you homeschool them, as do we? How is it possible that you can be with your child practically 24/7? And that 1 hour exposure to a naughty child changes their disposition in such a way as to require a period of detox, of cooling off, of re-education, of reinforcement of good habits. How is that possible? Well, it must be that the marketplace of ideas elevates the best amongst us. That's what it must be. That is absolutely just proof that John Stuart Mill was right. He was right about the fact that the bad apple is made good by all the other good apples in the marketplace of appleology. Interesting. Well, but they say that the cream rises to the top. The cream is the best part of the milk. It really is. I love the milk with the cream on top. Hard to find, but when you find it, you're like, Is that the same analogy, though? Because in the cream rises to the top analogy, it's all presumed to be good milk. And when every part of the milk is good, it's good milk. Then the best part of the milk does rise to the top. That's interesting. What if you introduced a sour bit of milk into the whole system? What if you introduce something putrid, something disgusting, something gross, something poisonous? Will the cream still rise to the top? Will the entire system be edible? This is certainly a question worth asking. This is certainly a question worth asking on this portion of the show that is brought to you by the Founders Trading Post. shop.mychurch.com. This is Mike Parrott, host of Parrott Talk on the Crusade Channel, live talk radio the way it should be. And we are considering whether or not the cream really does rise to the top, whether or not the alleged marketplace of ideas is a thing, as so eloquently espoused and defended passionately in front of the United States Congress, leaving Jim Jordan in awe, by RFK Jr. Here's my contention. Because of the effects of original sin, comma, because of the effects of original sin, comma, the very nature of the universe has been altered. Think about this. Mankind's rejection of God's law, our original sin, has altered the cosmos. It has altered the universe. It has altered nature. It has altered how the animal kingdom behaves. It has altered how things tend and their ends, the ends towards which things tend. This is something that is not talked about very often, or often enough. In our preternatural state, prior to original sin, there was no such thing as entropy. Entropy is the tendency towards disorder, decay, and death. Entropy means it's easier to destroy than to build. It's easier to tear down than to construct. It's easier to tend towards chaos than it is to tend towards order. And things generally, gradually tend towards chaos, destruction, death, starvation, murder, struggle for survival, hunger, in the animal kingdom, precisely because of original sin. Prior to original sin, there was no death or struggle for survival or disease. In the preternatural state, in the Garden of Eden, this is not a figurative state. This is a literal place. This is a literal state of being out of which we were cast out. And the fundamental nature of things, of created reality, changed when we rejected God Almighty. When we tried to make ourselves like God. When we ate from the forbidden tree. When we disobeyed. When we brought disobedience into the world, the consequences were deadly. And as a result, the entire created universe tends towards disorder. It tends towards decay, death, destruction, disease, struggle for survival, etc. Now, it is a philosophical principle. Incidentally, we're taking a little side loop here. We're going to take a country road for a second, a surface street. We are taking the scenic route just for one moment. And as we're driving on this scenic route together here on the Crusade Channel, live talk radio the way it should be, we're just going to drive by the Darwinians for a second. This is called a drive-by sniping. We're just going to snipe them in the head real quick on our detour. It is a philosophical principle that order does not naturally result from chaos. You cannot get something more ordered from something less ordered without the addition of some effort. In other words, you cannot create something more complex out of a disaster. A tornado cannot come through a junkyard and assemble a fully functioning 747 Boeing aircraft. That cannot happen. What could happen, on the other hand, is that a tornado could strike a fully functioning 747 Boeing aircraft and leave it looking more like a junkyard than anything else. That is the nature of things. That is the tending towards destruction, disorder, decay. That is entropy in the universe, one of the principles that governs everything, which was introduced into everything by original sin. Therefore, the idea, the absurd idea, that we evolved from pond scum, that humanity learned to walk out of the pond from pond scum because of the disorder, because of the chaos, because of the death and struggle for survival, because of the tendency towards destruction. It is a laughable theory. It is one of the most absurd things a human can say, that we were created by disorder, that we were created by chaos, that out of chaos emerged the beautiful harmony, the system, the function, the complexity of the human body. Only a soulless demon could introduce an idea so profoundly stupid, so profoundly anti-God, so profoundly designed to perpetuate atheism and racism and communism. Darwinian theory is the error of Russia. It is the prerequisite for communism. It is the underlying philosophy which enables communism. Most people think, oh, the era of Russia, it's communism. Yes, Bolshevik communism is a scourge on our planet, for sure. And it's a sucking chest wound that continues to fester. And we have done little to nothing to rid the world of communism. Nay, I say, we have actually spread communism. We may even be the largest purveyors of communism, cultural Marxism, in the world.